Welcome into Scout In or Out on the Landry Football Podcast Network as we take a look at the Philadelphia Eagles and red hot Philadelphia Eagles and the Jacksonville Jaguars. A little warm, if I may say so myself, a nice performance last week for them. You can make the case of the Eagles the best team in the NFC. Look, everybody asks me stuff like that. I don't know and I don't care. It doesn't matter at this point. Long season. But here's what I can tell you. The film shows that they are playing very well, playing with a lot of confidence. They got the depth on defense. They're rushing the passer very well. The quarterback is playing well. You've got an improved receiving core, pretty good offensive line. Yeah, they may be the best team in the NFC, which doesn't mean a whole lot right now. We'll see where it takes them down the road. A.J. Brown is a difference maker for him. And he's not always directly. His presence has opened up things for Devontae Smith. Jalen Hurts has been really good, and he's found Devontae. So it's created some coverage matchups that are favorable for Devontae. And, again, Jalen Hurts very comfortable with him. Meanwhile, Jacksonville is coming off a huge win over the Chargers. But with Justin Herbert hobbled and Austin Eckler struggling, it's hard to know if the Jags are the real deal. I mean, that was a depleted team. But they pummeled the Chargers. Christian Kirk clearly has been worth every penny. And with their young backfield gelling, they're playing freer, more confidence. They're a better coach football team, no question, with Doug Peterson. So they face three immobile quarterbacks in a row. Their defense for Jacksonville is going to face a different test than they faced before. We'll see where this goes. I think that Trevor Lawrence is playing well. In addition to Kirk, Robinson's playing well. It's a good defensive challenge, as I mentioned. That's going to be the key. Can they keep the Jags, the Eagles off balance here? Something others have not been able to do. We shall see. That's the key to making this game close. Philadelphia's hot. Can they keep it going? We have that answer on LandryFootball.com where we go into more detailed film room analysis on this game and all the games in college and the NFL. So make sure that you check out our football season sale today. Subscribe, like, and share them, the Landry Football Podcast Network. And now for the route to victory, let's head on over to our Vegas Insider.
I'm Thomas Viola, and this is the route to victory for your Week 4 matchup between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Philadelphia Eagles. Two teams taking the league by storm so far this season. Doug Peterson returns to Philadelphia as a 6.5-point underdog with a Jaguars team fresh off back-to-back blowout wins over the Colts and Chargers, with a Jaguars team that looks completely reborn after spending last year mired in Urban. On the other side, the Eagles are being coronated by many as the top team in the NFC and Super Bowl heir apparent, thanks to their 3-0 start and dominant wins over Washington and Minnesota in the last 2 weeks. Philly looks like a team doing everything well. They rank 4th in the league in offensive DVOA and 6th in defensive. They embarrassed the Vikings in prime time and are the 6th highest team in the Massey Peabody rankings. Jalen Hurts has the passing offense humming, and Devonta Smith and A.J. Brown are proving to be the fantastic receiving duo that everyone expected them to be. But the Jaguars' start may be even more impressive given how low this team's expectations were this year. Jacksonville ranks just behind Philly at 5th in offensive DVOA and just ahead of them in 4th in defensive. Trevor Lawrence suddenly looks to be the ginger-haired prince who was promised when he went first overall a season ago, hailed as the next coming of Peyton Manning. But is Jacksonville the real deal or still a young team with a hot start? We'll find that out this week on the road in Philly. The line in this game hasn't seen much movement. The Eagles opened as a touchdown favorite, which feels fair, and have only been adjusted by a half point down to 6.5. I'm inclined to believe everyone is overreacting to Jacksonville's early success. They did blow out the Colts last year too, and the Chargers were very much maligned by injuries last week. But 6.5 is a high amount to lay with a Philly team that did let the Lions in the back door in week one, much to the chagrin of their backers. In the friendly confines of Philadelphia, however, I think that that isn't the case this time around. I lean to the Eagles in this spot simply given that the Jaguars have yet to prove to me that they can handle the competition from one of the premier teams in the league. But it would not surprise me if Jacksonville shows up and keeps this game close to prove that they are for real. I would bet this with great hesitation, unlike the total, which sits at an entirely too low 46.5 in this game, down from its opening number of 48. Both of these offenses can put up points, and I don't see this Jaguars team being stifled like the Commanders and Vikings were. Both of these teams defend the pass much better than they defend the run, and the Jaguars' combination of Travis Etienne and James Robinson will be helpful to keep this offense ahead of schedule, while Jalen Hurts and Miles Sanders can move the ball with equal precision for Philly. I see this game featuring plenty of points and will gladly take the over at its current number of 46.5 as my route to victory. And for more routes, be sure to check out the sports betting stack wherever you get your podcasts.